This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here. New York City, let's get to it, man. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to waste my whole time on the Yankees. Trades have happened in the NFL. Deals are happening in the NBA. We got some other stuff to get to. But, yeah, I mean, come on, yo. I got to put out a disclaimer tonight before I start. I know. It's June. Wake me up when June ends. That'll happen before I get out of here. Disclaimer, the thoughts and opinions expressed on my show tonight do not reflect the love and fandom that I have for the New York Yankees. More just my frustration right now with these New York Yankees. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about them. This is negative Keithy. This is bad Keithy AI. You know, my boy Joe's just said it in his post-game video. He said the Yankees have a glass jaw. And when you hear someone say you have a glass jaw, that means when you get punched in the mouth, that's it. Finito. Done. You don't have the ability to fight and come back. You don't have the ability to defend yourself. Once you get hit, once they land that punch on you, that's wraps. And too many times we've seen that happen with the New York Yankees here. Just in this month, let's stay with June, which they're calling the June Boone Swoon, the Boone June Swoon, however you want to put the words, they all rhyme, and it makes sense, because we've seen it before, we felt it before, this team was riding high for the first 2 months, and now the month ends going 13-14, it was a lock. You had to know they were going to lose that first game tonight. I was on Sportsnet 590, Toronto Sports Talk this morning, feeling good coming off of the Sunday victory against the Oakland A's, Sacramento A's, Las Vegas A's. But at the same time, I knew it's the A's, bro. It's the A's. They got the A's yesterday to take the series. But, I mean, just Saturday, what happened Saturday? 888-808-1019. You know, they blew leads this whole month against the Reds. They just did it last week. They had the scoreless streak. They had the streak of not having a lead for, I don't know, like 50 innings. Back-to-back series losses to the Boston Red Sox. And I'm looking at this Yankees team right now, and they're getting hit by injuries. So take it easy if you wanted to start talking down on the Mets, who are ravaged by injuries. The Yankees have their own injuries hitting them. Be careful what you wish for as well. Jason Dominguez, he should play every day. The Martian should be in there every day. Well, he's about to be. Trent Grisham, who had a hamstring in the spring, he's got a hamstring again. I think it might be the same hammy. Turf Monster got him. That tricky turf up there in Toronto. And you know what? You go to Toronto after yesterday's day game, and you got to go through customs, and Carlos Rodon on the mound. And I'm not mad at Los tonight. There's some of you that want to kind of go back to that red start and be like, oh, he should have given us more. He threw 96 pitches. They made a decision. He got into the sixth inning. He gave up a double. They gave up. We'll get there. We'll get there. They made a decision. But this is a division rival. This is a team that is on your heels. And they're not even the team right behind you in the standings. They're two games back. So after the Yankees now have blown a 7.5 game lead this month, it's not just the Rays you have to worry about. Thank you to the Vegas, Sacramento, Oakland A's for, you know, scoring two runs, rallying, and beating the Tampa Bay Rays down at the Boss George M. Steinbrenner tonight, 6-4. And the Red Sox, it's funny, if you just heard, you know, the postgame, you heard how the Red Sox jumped all over Chase Burns, the rookie phenom of the Reds, who came out, struck out, you know, the Yankees. He only got one out tonight. But anyway, back to where we are. Here comes Toronto. I took a call last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm blanking on dude's name. He might be listening right now, where he said, Keith, the Blue Jays are better than the Yankees. I said, no, they're not. They're frauds. They're always frauds. Until proven otherwise. And you know what? Let's see. Tomorrow, lucky us, we've got Max Fried, the stopper, and Kevin Gausman on the mound, who's trash against the Yankees, and maybe they bounce back. But it's a four-game set here, and you got to play up there in Toronto in the Rogers Center. I don't know. Tonight was a terrible loss. Tonight was a loss that it's like you don't need to lose a game like that, man. Like, Jazz is balling out of control, at least hitting-wise. We're going to talk about Jazz. I'm not going to give you guys a recap. You know, Jazz stays hot, four homers in five games. Kind of playing the Robin to Judge's Batman. But John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, took Batman out of the game. Batman's not going to beat us tonight. Robin, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Martian Manhunter, one of y'all figure out how to beat us tonight. And, you know, Belly comes through with a bomb, and we would need it, because right after that, man, it's like they unraveled. When you're watching these games at home, it sucks because you can just feel them unraveling. That sixth inning. Let's talk about it. The infield defense is shaky now. It's been, but like now it's a glaring issue and need and something that needs to be fixed. You can't go through the motions. You can't put a little Band-Aid on things. You can't just say, oh, DJ is back. He makes $15 million a year. He's going to play second base. Jazz Chisholm, who we traded for last year, who we wanted to move Gleyber Torres off second base. Oh, hey, Gleyber, all-star. We're going to move Jazz back to third. Which, you know, damned us in the World Series a bit. Not so much on Jazz, but we'll always remember that spike throw that Volpe threw at him and he wasn't able to handle. Oh, and then here we go. It always lands on Anthony Volpe. 888-808-1019. We're all rooting for you, kid. I just listened to the post game, and I guess the logic in the post game between him and Boone was that those weren't bad throws. In the moment, I'm freaking out as I'm feeling them unraveling, as I'm feeling them melting. I'm like, this is too familiar. I'm like, this it happens too much. But Boone said he had no issue with the throw to third. You just got to be accurate. Boone said he didn't think he would get Clement at first, but shortstops are typically going to try and make those plays, and that's what Volpe had to say. Volpe basically said he made the throw because he feels like he can or he should make those plays, but you did not. And the game is on the line. And this is a team with a bunch of little pesky guys that put the ball in play and they can run on that turf. So you would like to see him eat the ball. You like to see him put that in his pocket. Definitely the throw to third where it's like, come on, what are we doing? And then, you know, trying to do the Jeter play, going all the way to your right, throwing across the field. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's super frustrating because they're better than this. They have the talent. And like I said, I'm not mad at Rodon tonight. Paulie texts me. He's like, this guy is sweaty. It's climate control in there and he's sweating. I'm like, that's Rodon. He was visibly upset about, you know, being taken out. And, you know, he had some words with Wells in the dugout. And I like that because I was talking about him kind of bowing out in Cincinnati because it was hot. Feeling like at 88 pitches, you got to come into the seventh and try here. And that's what happened tonight. He comes into the sixth, gives off a leadoff double, 96 pitches. He's done. Flash the bullpen budget. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, here we go. Mark Leiter Jr. Haven't seen you since last Wednesday. Since the loss in Cleveland. Or actually, no, I don't know. The bullpen budget is somewhere. He pitched the first two games in Cleveland. That was Monday and Tuesday. It doesn't matter, yo. It's just like when Mark Leiter Jr. comes into the game, are you confident? You feel good about that? You feel like we're in a good spot? And now, Fernando Cruz, right? I already told you, Grisham got by the turf. Grisham, the turf monster, gets him on the base pass. He's out. And we find out that a medicine ball got Fernando Cruz warming up. He's got a high oblique strain. See ya. Him and Grisham. Like, Grisham's out probably after the All-Star break. Who knows? And Fernando Cruz, I don't know, get him ready for September. Get him ready for the postseason push. Who is your guy late in innings? I mean, shout out to Tim Hill coming in and doing his thing. Three easy ground balls. Never too worried about Tim Hill, but like, it's about usage too. Like, Cruz got used a ton, and this is his second trip to the IL, and when you get to the back of that bullpen, who is left, right? Jake Cousins is not coming back. Those names you heard, like Scott Efros, not a thing. Loaiza, shout out to him tonight for what he did coming in after Leiter Jr., but like, at the same time, the game was lost in that sixth inning. The game was all. They made a decision to go to Leiter Jr., and you know, Volpe made a good play keeping the ball in the infield, but trying to make that throw to Jazz at third, I don't know why. And I don't care about thinking you should make the, like, you have to, like Boone said, be accurate with the throw. He gets credited with the error as the runner moved to second, and then Clement singles. It's a new ball game. Loaiza comes in to face Springer. J.C. Ascara, that's what J.C. Ascara, he had like a long talking to Boone, and Yes Network was sure to put that on the screen to show us. See, look at Boone talking to his guys, managing. I see. But not long after that, Ascara has a catcher's interference, loads the bases, and here comes big money Vladdy. That's why they pay him the big bucks. Hits the ball hard, pass to Jazz Chisholm Jr. Like, I don't know, man. I've said this the last 2 weeks. Sometimes Jazz lets the ball play him over there at third base. Trade for a third baseman. Now, the top two priorities are trading for a third baseman and a back of the bullpen reliever. Somebody in the seventh. Who's your seventh inning guy to get to Weaver, to get to Williams? Those are the main issues right now. And it pisses me off because, you know, We do these things year after year after year as far as contracts and playing guys. Like DJ LeMahieu, I'm sorry, bro. After last year, it should have been wraps. DJ goes 0-for-4 with 2 Ks tonight. And he should have been pinch hit for late in that game in the ninth inning. We can't pinch hit Goldie. Why? Because Goldie's in a hoodie in the dugout giving Stanton batting tips. Having a whole hitting lesson with Giancarlo Stanton, he's just completely out. Are we trying to win the game, or are we just going to be a glass jaw, soft-ass team that folds against a division rival in their building, giving up a lead? 888-808-1019. Again, the thoughts and opinions expressed on this show tonight, they're not really the fandom, the love, the pride of the Yankees that Keith McPherson has. I'm just negative Keithy, bad Keithy, because it's been a bad and negative month of June. Wake me up when June ends. We're almost there. The Yankees lose another game. And now that lead in the American League East is dwindling, and you got two teams on your heels. Two teams who, oh, don't look now. If you flip the calendar and we go into July, here's three against the Blue Jays. But then I just said, hey, be easy with all that talking down on the Mets. Don't lose the series to the Mets in Queens. Don't get swept by the Mets in Queens. And then later in the month, you got to go back to Toronto. And then you've got four at home with Tampa, who is having preliminary conversations about hosting the American League Championship as well as the World Series because they don't fear you. Because they think they're going to win the division. And they think if it's them versus you, Kevin Cash versus Aaron Boone in the postseason, we got you. We're renting out your spring training home. We're Airbnb-ing your crib in Tampa, but we'll get up out of here by the time October comes because you're not going to be hosting anything in the Bronx. What a joke. 888-808-1019. The Yankees are a joke with some of the things that we see. The infield is shaky. You got Ben Rice at first because Goldie has to rest, and we got Max Scherzer going tonight. And Max Scherzer, like, turn back the clock for the beginning of the game, whatever. And then you got DJ at second, where it's just like, come on, bro. You got to upgrade. You got to do better there. Not is he just old bones, barely rangy enough to play the position. Nothing at the plate tonight, and you wouldn't take him out of the game in favor. Like, Peraza was in the game as a pinch hitter. I don't know, bro. I don't know anything. I don't know what is what. I don't know what to think. I think that this team is soft. I already talked about the culture being soft. I think that they get patted on the back too much. I think that they get told how great they are and what they're going to do, and it's just a lock for them in October to get back to the World Series and win it. And, yeah, it's 162 games. June has been terrible. I'm not saying that they can't get back to the World Series and win it, but something's got to change with the roster construction. That's going to happen now because of injuries. Something has to change with this mentality. And I heard Susan say, you know, Aaron Boone was upset tonight. Yeah, I'd be upset too if people are tagging my name on top of the June swoon. I'd be upset too if they're calling it the Boone June swoon and these guys just blew another lead, blew another game, and now it's against a division opponent and little things like errors and throwing the ball away and catcher's interference and just not being able to make plays when the ball's in front of you. That's it. And they took Judge right out of the game. And, I mean, you got what you got from Jazz and from Belly, and ultimately it wasn't enough. And the Yankees lose. 888-808-1019. We'll start there. Again, I'm not going to spend the whole night on this. I mean, Mike Brown is about to be the next Knicks head coach. For what? For why? How? How did you land on that? Anyway, NBA free agency. The free agents are starting to be signed and moved. There was a rumor earlier about Jordan Clarkson becoming a Knick, and I think that is confirmed. Also, your Brooklyn Nets. Are the Nets still in the league? Yeah, and they're doing something with the money they have. They're doing something with the picks and with the players they have. They finally traded Cam Johnson for Michael Porter Jr., and yeah, they did get a first-round pick for Cam Johnson. It's just not until the next decade. So we'll get into that, and we'll talk NBA and where some of these other players are going. You know, you're starting to see some of the teams take shape. We'll talk Knicks head coaching search. And eventually we'll talk Mets. I said online, I knew to stay out of the way today. People were raining on the Mets, proclaiming the Mets dead all day, online, all weekend. I didn't do any Mets trolling after Friday when I was on. And I just kind of left it alone because the way I see it, the Yankees aren't out of the woods yet either. The Yankees have played close to just as bad. And today was supposed to be a mental health off day for the Met fan, but they had to hear it all day. When we turn the calendar to July 1st in about 40 minutes, then we'll talk about what's coming as the Mets will host the Brewers and then eventually host the Yankees later this week, and that's a big matchup. That's a huge matchup for so many reasons. It's not going to have the same juice as it did in May, but they'll have our attention on holiday weekend. They'll have the baseball world's attention, and there's a lot of guys looking to get right. In the chat, they're like, what do you think about the Cam J for MPJ trade? We'll get to it. We got to talk about the Yankees, man. That's a terrible month of June for a team that is supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion. That is just not the vibes for a team that has all this talent. high payroll, all these fans, all these, you know, expectations. But silver lining is the trade deadline's coming, and Cashman has to make some moves. He can't let this team keep going like this. And so if you're going to have a bad month, have it in June. If you're going to have a bad month, have it before the All-Star break. This team looks like they need the All-Star break. And, yeah, have it where you can make some calls in these upcoming weeks to try and figure some things out. Even the bad luck of the injuries happening now. But, I mean, injuries, whatever. Like, you know, Trent Grisham goes down. They got somebody that they can put right in, Jason Dominguez. They got enough arms. You know, tonight was just about them folding, man. That eighth inning was the game, too. The sixth inning and the eighth inning. Sixth inning defensively, giving it up. But then the eighth inning, you know, you get the belly bomb. And then they take Judge out of the game. And so that's what it is about the glass jaw, too. It's like, yo, the rest of y'all know, without Judge, like, you're just going to fold. You're not going to get it done. So Jazz bunts. And you know what they said? Like, Jazz was bunting for a hit and trying to get a hit. He's your hottest hitter right now. Like, he bunts to make the first out. You just took the guy out that could actually hit the two-run bomb, hit a double. Like, and he's been clutch with his homers and his hits, too. So I don't know who's making the calls here, man. Did Jazz do that on his own? Whatever. Chad Green comes in, walks Stanton. Ben Rice flies out. And then what happened? It falls on Volpe. It always falls on Volpe with two outs. He had a terrible game. He's in a bad stretch right now. I feel for the kid, but at the same time, like, I listen to his post game. I'm like, come on, bro. Just have more of a, like, a tone about you, way about you. We need you. We need you. So, you know, bottom of the eighth, easy inning for Tim Hill, but I already started packing up. I'm like, let me get ready to go in. They're not winning this game. The Martian gave you a great AB. But like I said, we couldn't pinch it. Goldie? Yeah, because there's just this thought that DJ LeMahieu somewhere in there is still the machine. Like, we know that. We know that's not the case. You gotta upgrade. You gotta do better. The Dodgers would do better. The Dodgers don't care about money. That's just one team. But they're a perfect example of a team that's like, they don't care about relationships, feelings, money. They're like, this isn't good enough. This isn't good enough because you might come up with an at-bat to potentially win the game, tie the game, whatever, and no, 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts. So let's have at it. 888-808-1019. Neil is in Irvington, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Neil?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
I knew you heard me.
Hey, my wife said, yo, Neil, he say the same thing you say. Yo, Keith, the sixth inning, the eighth inning, just like you said, in a good, like, and boom, get on tonight. Oh, a shortstop will make that throw to third. No, not a good shortstop. He'll eat it. He will eat it. Keith, I'm just done with the Yankees right now. And I'm going to say one more thing, Keith. This weekend, watch the Mets sweep the Yankees. Almost cursed, Keith. Sorry.
Hey, they're gonna sweep I'm the with Yankees. You. Thanks for the call, Neil. I'm not with you as far. I don't want that to happen, but that's why I've been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Shh. Don't troll them. Not now, Keith.
No memes, no GIFs, no jokes about losing to the Pirates, and having a players-only meeting just to come out and get... Let me stop. Like, we don't have any room to do that. Like, as a Yankee fan, you have nothing to look at the Met fan right now and say anything about, especially with, like, what's on the horizon.
These are my Mets.
These are. I don't know what the hell they were doing this weekend. I was, like, really concerned. When it all falls down, when it rains, it pours. But, yeah, it's bad for the Yankees, too. Hold the ball, man. Don't throw the ball around. Like, if, and, like, I don't know where does the confidence come from that you can make these throws and make these plays. It means your internal clock is off. It also means your baseball IQ in those moments is not where it needs to be, not as high as it needs to be for the New York Yankees shortstop, which is a marquee position on the most marquee team in the world. And now it's like you cannot get out of the spotlight. The microscope is on you. Like, even, you know, Volpe came up in the seventh after all that nonsense in the sixth. Strikes out. Like, can't even carry it over offensively to say, you know what? I didn't make those plays. I cost us. I made some mistakes. I'm going to get on here. I'm going to have a good at bat here. I'm going to get on and you know, I'm going to steal a base. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. Robbie's in Lenox on the fan next. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith. You know what? I have a gig in Saturday night, and I'll tell you what, my voice is shot because let me start with this. All right. First of all, you know, I said yesterday after they beat Oakland, I said, watch, they're going to go to Toronto and they're going to lose by one run. And I was absolutely 100% right. I mean, this is typical of this team. So let's start with the pitching, okay? Carlos Rodon, why can't this guy be economical, okay? However, he's given up one run in 5 1/3 innings. And here comes Boone again. Oh, he's got to take him out. He's got to micromanage the game. He's got to do his little analytics with third time around the order, all this crap. This man has no feel for the game, Keith. Keith, haven't you had enough of Aaron Boone? Wasn't last year the wasn't the ultimate the camel? You know that broke. What was the straw that broke the camel's back? Seriously, with Nestor Cortez.
No, so he got an extension after that. No, he's right. he's exactly, read up for right? the next two seasons right, after exactly. this one. So
I'm not, okay, Anthony Volpe, did you listen to his comments after the game?
I did, I mean, and even just like his voice.
Is he
that's what got
to
me.
See him make two stupid mistakes.
Like, at least, like be a man about it, young man, and like, right. and with some, like, bass in your voice, talk about, like, I thought I could make the play. I thought I could make the throw. I was wrong. I take accountability right. before. Instead of letting these pen pushers press you about the mistakes you make, and it's like, yep, yep.
It's BS. You know what? Who's on the manager? Okay, how about Jazz Bunting? How about Boone's comments? Oh, well, it's okay if he doesn't. No, it's not, because he's in the hottest hitter. It's an idiotic play. You won't, Aaron Boone, you won't bunt in the ninth and the eighth inning, and you won't bunt in extra innings because you stink in extra innings, but you're going to let the guy bunt in the fifth inning, but that's okay. That's a smart play.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. It's all good, though. Like, we got to woo-saw. We got to take the approach of Aaron Boone and the Yankees. None of this matters. It's okay. Everything is always justified. And that's why I got into my rant last week that I didn't even try to, like, that was impromptu. That was just me, like, being fed up with the conversation. I'm like, everything is okay for these guys. Like, everything is okay. And I get it to a point in the media, but come on, man. Don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. Every single time. Every single time. These guys can do no wrong. And we sit there and we're uncomfortable and we sit there like, what is going on? And when you go and get the answers, there's always the answer of, oh, well, you know, it's like taking up for these guys. There's got to be a certain point in time, even with Carlos Mendoza in this last stretch. He stopped some of that. Steady Mendy, who obviously learned a little bit from the Boone school of managing being his bench coach, he started calling a spade. Sometimes you got to call it out.
Yeah, even Mendy said after Sunday's game that, listen, like, we have to play better. Like, guys aren't playing up to the back of their baseball card, for lack of a better term. Like, we have to play better. And that's what Mendy's good at. Mendy can call his team. It's not even calling his team out or embarrassing his guys. You can just do that. You can just be like, yeah, no crap, we're not playing well.
Yeah, that works better. That works better than proclaiming that, like, you're better than this and you're just having a bad month. Because July, I'm telling you, this schedule for the Yankees in July is unkind. This might go on into July. Then what do they call July?
Like, yeah, it's weird. And I wonder if, like, Boone is just trying to coddle Volpe, for lack of a better term. Young player.
He's trying to protect
team,
him.
The team didn't want to trade him for the last 3 years. They didn't want to trade him for Luis Castillo back when they wanted Castillo. And Volpe knows he's struggling. Like, he sees everything. He knows he can't hit his way out of a paper bag. He knows he's trying to make up for it on the defensive side of the ball. And this is the guy that was proclaimed to be the next Derek Jeter. That's what everyone said. And by the way, it wasn't his fault.
I don't think there ever is, like, another next Derek Jeter. I don't know who actually called him that. I just think that it was the picture of him with Jeter, him being a local kid, and him coming up the way he did young. But there's no way.
But he was untouchable. Like you, we spoke about
as he should have been.
How they made the decision that, you know what, it doesn't matter who we want. We are not giving up on this guy. He is our guy. He is our shortstop. This is going to be the future. He's going to lead the way. And he's nowhere close to that. And if he doesn't make up for it at the rest of the season, he won't be on the team in the coming years.
Yeah, it sucks. He's tied for the most errors among American League shortstops with 11. When you talk about Volpe, though, a lot just gets piled on the kid. I don't think anybody in the Yankees organization said he was the next Jeter. Sure, did they want him to be a star? I knew that when he wanted to wear 77, and they're like, nah, bro, you got to wear a lower number than that. We got to sell your jersey. So they took Gardner's jersey that, you know, Gardy wasn't coming back to come and get. And Gardy gave his blessing, and Volpe wore 11. Maybe they should let him change back to 77. Maybe that'll give him some swag and some mojo and some energy. But
by,
like,
the way, what's 1 + 1? 2. Derek Jeter. Yeah, and again, this is all there. They knew it. Maybe they didn't say Jeter directly, but everything that Cashman told us, that we saw with our eyes, from the reporters, from all of the insiders of the Yankees and the minor leagues, that this was our treasure. We're not moving him for anybody.
Yeah, but I think it was more like Baseball America and just the rankings. The other night, I went back to the Futures game that I saw in L.A., and him and Francisco Alvarez were in that game. Also, I think Ken Waldichuk was in that game. And I forget who else. And Volpe was a top-ranked guy. The Yankees don't make the rankings. That doesn't matter. The thing is, Volpe hasn't been good enough in this stretch. The thing is, we can't hide from it anymore. We can't look past it. There was a point in time where we were saying, well, Volpe's mistakes or Volpe's errors or lack of hitting is not hurting the team. Now it is. Now it is. No one can hide from it. No one can run from it. He can't hide from it. He can't run from it. Boone can make up whatever and say whatever. They can both be in agreement on, oh, yeah, well, like, I can't with the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Oh, these are plays that we could have or should have made. The plays weren't made, and that was the game right there. If that ball gets held and it's not thrown around, I don't know. You got to be smart. You're the captain of the infield. You're the shortstop of the New York Yankees. It is a high pressure situation because of Derek Jeter. No one expects you to be Derek Jeter, but we expect you to be competent. We expect you to be solid. We expect you to be smart. And we expect a little bit more at the plate as well. And it's just tough because of the players that he came up with. The names I don't need to mention because they get mentioned in the same breath of him all the time. The players that the Yankees did not trade for where they could have given him up. And then also the free agent players that they passed on, which I still am with that as well. Because if you had a Corey Seager, if you had a Carlos Correa, a Trevor Story, a Javi Baez, or one of those guys, it would have been a big spend. And those guys are injury prone or those guys are not as effective. Baez is like playing the outfield now. Trevor Story's missed a ton of games. Corey Seager's missed a ton of games. Carlos Correa had an issue that literally landed him in Minnesota. I still think they made the right move. What has to happen is Volpe has to happen. He's got to play better. He's got to make better decisions. He's got to have better at-bats. And all around him. I think it would help him to have Jazz at second base. I think it would help him to have an actual third baseman to the right of him. Instead of Jazz, who's like, I don't know, the ball goes under his glove. Sometimes Jazz, he's made some plays. I was there yesterday, Sunday. He made some great plays. But at the same time, it's like, we need all of them, man. It's the hot corner. Got to do better. Richie's in Queens on the Fan next. What's up, Richie?
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Well, it's still night.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's still night.
Yeah, no, I'm watching my baseball Giant game here. if I just watch the end of the Yankee game, it seems like Volpe strikes out every time with a man on.
It's not clutch. But haven't seen him be clutch in these moments, and it's like painful. I'm like, with two outs, it always lands on him. And I feel bad for the guy. It's like the baseball gods are like, yep, you again. Here you go. Get up. Your opportunity to be a hero or a zero, and it just puts him in a bad spot so much because he can't do it.
Yeah, I agree. And Keith, another thing here. I'm watching, as I was waiting for you, I'm watching the Bad Boys from 88 with the Detroit Pistons. And I know you're aficionado when it comes to basketball. When you see these games, the physicality.
Completely different sport.
Rick,
yeah, go on.
Oh, my God. It's almost criminal. And what they got with Rick Mahorn, Bill Laimbeer. But that's the way they played back then. Okay, Yankees, real quick. I don't get Chisholm, Jazz bunting. That's absolutely incredible. And he sits there and he says the same thing. I don't know what he says behind closed doors. I don't. But that's something that has to be addressed. He's got 10 homers in June. They walk Judge to get to him, man. You know, this is where I'm going to pull up. I'm going to come up with the big hit, the double, the home run or whatever. It made no sense. And I really believe, Keith, that Volpe doesn't understand what he's saying. When he says part of the game, that's baseball. You know what baseball is? When you play hard, you hit line drives. You know, the other pitcher outplays you. You get the key hit. That's baseball. But mental mistakes are not baseball. You've got to think about those runners moving up.
Baseball has so much that you can't control. Control what you can control.
Absolutely. And Jeter, you know, look, he's not Jeter. The kid Wilson, by the way, I don't know where he came from. We don't expect him to be 6% strikeout rate, the kid shortstop for Oakland. We don't expect that.
Wilson, yeah, he's great.
Yeah. You know, and the thing with Jeter, to compare him, totally unfair. But Derek would know not to make that throw. So you can, mental mistakes, physicality, you can't compete, but mentally you got to be sharper. Real quick with the Mets. You remember Michael Ray Richardson? His famous statement was, the ship be sinking, and sky's the limit. And I don't want to say it's over, but there is no direction that you can say positively, which what happened to them with Senga, Tanning, McGill, to have Blackburn in there, to have Frankie Montas in there that pitched up to his 13 ERA. There is, and the back end, Keith, I told you in the beginning of the year, I did not like their lineup. I said to you, what's Alvarez? I don't know. It's Zientos. It's his first year. Winker, having Siri, who's been hurt. So all of this stuff's going back to bite him. And Holmes is a five-inning pitcher. He's going to kill the bullpen. I tell you, I'm not one to say it's over, but they're going to have a tough time to make the playoffs. The Phillies are too strong. Lozado, Suarez, Sanchez, Wheeler. They're not even close to that. So and there's a lot of teams fighting for the wild card National League. I don't like what I see, Keith. Your team will make it. They will not. That's my prediction.
Thanks for the call, Richie. And, I mean, the Yankees can make it and be a first-round exit. The Mets don't make it, and then you know what their fans are going to say? Hey, that's our history. We don't go to the postseason back-to-back years. We were due for a dud. And, like, I'm really not on that type of time to hate on the Mets right now. I'm just not. There's no trolling. There's no jokes to be made. They're in a bad spot. Their whole rotation is in shambles, and it was only so long that their rotation was going to be able to perform like that. And then all the money that you spend on hitters, they're not hitting. Lindor's been terrible. And because everybody loves Francisco Lindor and they love singing My Girl and they've got to really know this guy and he matured and he became the pseudo-captain last year and put the team on his back, it's hard for people to point the finger and say that the leadoff hitter does not give us enough. He hasn't been able to get it going, and maybe it goes back to him hurting his pinky toe against the Dodgers. Can't take him out of the lineup, though. Who's your shortstop? Who's your leadoff hitter? It's too important. And the generational Juan Soto, the conversation around Soto for the start of the season was, wait till Soto gets going. If the Mets are winning right now without Juan Soto being Juan Soto, you wait. Soto's going to carry this team. Soto is not the type to carry a team. He's got some solo shots, yeah. Still can't play right field. They have a team meeting, and Soto's sitting there in the team meeting, supposed to be a leader, highest paid player on the team. I don't know how his approach is, you know. And I'm not hating. I'm just saying, now, what say you? Now is the point in the season where Juan Soto's supposed to carry the team. Well, he can't drive in 11 runs, 8 runs. That'd be ridiculous. It's a bad spot, and there's not really one thing to put it on. Injuries have happened. The rotation has been bad, or the starting pitching doesn't get deep in games, and then the bullpen is tired. The bullpen is taxed. Got like Brazoban. You might as well get Brazoban up out of here. The bullpen is shaky. The lineup's not, there's nothing good to report. There's nothing good to report. The Pittsburgh Pirates give you an all-time ass whooping, 30-4. They outscore you in the weekend. That's historic. And who saw that coming? Because last week, after the split against the Braves, all we talked about is, okay, they got a get-right series here on the road. All right, I talked about a couple weeks ago how, like, all those players out there, they're looking to get up out of there. McCutcheon's probably done after this year. O'Neill Cruz hates his life as a Pirate. Key Brian Hayes has come back up on the Yankees trade radar, you know. And Tommy Pham, another one. Like, those guys don't want to be out there. It sucks. But they turned it on when they saw the Mets. Friday was on, and you know, we got a bunch of calls about, hey, there's just something about when the Mets go to Pittsburgh, something in the air out there. I don't know. But they got to figure something out fast. And you look to David Stearns, and the trade deadline is the only, like, way to fix this. But you got to give to get. And how much can you fix? Clay Holmes has hit a wall. He's a starter for the first year. Paul Blackburn is what he is. Frankie Montas had a good first outing, but he's also what he is. Sean Manaea, don't rush him back if you're not too sure, right? Griffin Canning. Terrible. A terrible injury. A guy that was, you know, doing some good things this year on a one-year deal that was going to get paid. Now he's out. Kodai Senga, hurry back. You can't hurry Kodai Senga back because, a soft tissue injury like that, he takes his time coming back. He might be back, but then he might get hurt again. So there are a lot of issues. The biggest thing, though, is where you spent the money. You got a $30 million first baseman in the top of the order, at the top of the order, you have a $30 million shortstop. Batting cleanup, you have a $30 million first baseman. You have a $50 million right fielder who doesn't know how to read balls in right field or where to stand, like, consistently. Those guys got to hit. Those guys got to figure it out. Nimmo. And then, you know, you're in your lineup, Mark Vientos comes back, and you're thinking you're going to get a pop from Mark Vientos. Nah. And the baby Mets, they're kids. Are they supposed to galvanize the room?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So, okay, let's get to the break here and keep it rolling with the Yankees calls. But like I said, I am going to transition into some of the Knicks stuff with free agency, with Jordan Clarkson, some of the Nets stuff, with the moves that they're making. And, yeah, I said we'll talk more about the Mets once we turn the calendar to July 1st and the Mets have a game. But I was trying to give it a break. There's a lot coming down on the Mets right now. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back. And we're right back at it quickly on the Fan because I want to take this call right here before we get to the next break and update. Keith McPherson on the Fan, if you didn't know that. Let's go to Gregory down in Atlanta. What are you thinking about, Greg?
Oh, Keith, always, as always, love your show. I chime in whenever I can, but I got to get in on the Mets. I got to go in on them, even though I'm a Mets fan. I just want to let you know, sir, as a Mets fan, I'd love to have the problems that the Yankees have right now. Just want to get that out of the way real quick. And secondly, I got about five quick takes, and I want to get your take on it.
But are you sure you want our problems? You're supposed to have the richest owner in the sport and, like, the brightest baseball mind.
It's not a problem with the owner. Owner's not the issue. The thing that describes my Mets right now, which things that they don't have, is grit. You don't see it at the plate. This is a team that is right now currently on a diet. Their diet is, what do you call that, a White Castle? Because I've never seen a team chase sliders as much in my life. It's disgusting. It's nauseating. That's another thing. Secondly, right now this team has one of the lowest percentage when it comes to runners on when runners in scoring position.
Right.
Right now, what? The White Sox are better than this team.
Still? I heard that stat last week, and I'm like, that can't be right. But I guess so, because yeah. They haven't done anything to change it.
Okay, I got two or three more takes. I know you got other callers. The other thing is, I'm tired of Nimmo. I'm tired of McNeil, launch angling. Ever since those guys got paid, they're trying to hit for power. That's not what got you to the majors. That's not what got you your contract in the first place. It's disgusting. Vientos, I think, still has potential, but with all speed stuff, he just can't handle it. What is it about this team where they watch 2-1, you got 2-1, you know, counts where it's 2-1, 2-0, 3-0, 3-1, and they're watching stuff right down the pipe. Most teams don't do that. So you're telling me it's not the hitting coach? Something's going on here.
They're getting over
analytics?
They're getting stuck.
What is it?
They're waiting on their pitch, and that pitch is not the pitch they get. They get frozen.
Waiting on the pitch? It's right down the middle.
Yeah, those are usually the ones that that catch the guys. You got one more take?
Yeah, I got a quick one. The other thing, I knew when the team was in trouble, when they went up against Tampa. Tampa outplayed them, out-hustled them. Even their coach was running circles around Mendoza. And the other thing real quick is, when will Mendoza utilize Starling Marte on hit and run? I haven't seen none of that going on. I haven't seen no bunting, nothing. He's a great player manager, tactician. I got a question. And I thank you for taking my call. I know I had a lot to say.
No, thanks for the call. I didn't know where you were going with the, you'd rather trade, the Mets problems for the Yankees problems. We all have our problems. And the whole saying around that is if everybody threw their problems into a circle in the middle, everybody would want their own problems back. 888-808-1019. You go back to Freaky Friday, Friday the 13th in Citi Field. That is when the mojo ended as far as having the best home field advantage. That is when something changed in the ballpark. They got to get that back. And I think that they can. We'll talk about it. I think that they can as the clock will hit 12 midnight and we will turn the page to July and hope that the July 4th weekend and holiday is great, and then the All-Star game, the Futures game, the Home Run Derby, and all of that, and the break is good, and that these teams shake it off and find a way to get back to their winning ways as they add talent at the deadline at the end of this next month. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019. When we come back, I will talk a little bit about the Mets. We'll continue to take your calls on the Yankees, but I know these Knicks fans want to talk about Mike Brown and Jordan Clarkson, so we'll do that as well. You've got me till 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.